Nathan's Gurr alongside Matt Wilhelm getting you ready for the Browns and the Bengals down in Cincinnati. And Matt, the Browns still in search of their first victory. The Bengals 4-6 coming off of a nice road win over the Denver Broncos. Last time these two teams faced each other, it was the Bengals defense that absolutely dominated the Browns. That'll be their key to victory again.
It absolutely will. And we just hope, and I think we've seen it since the bye week, we've seen some great fight out of the Cleveland Browns. And it looks like they learned a lot from their self-evaluation through their first eight games. And they're trying to rectify exactly what that is. And maybe we just hope the same thing. We study what the Bengals did against us in that first game, and we fix some of those issues. And then we build on maybe some of the small success that we had. And the other kicker at this point from the remainder of the season is going to be the weather. How do we handle and manage the weather? And I look back to the way we did against the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's got to be running the football.
Yeah, the Browns have to find a way to get that run game going. It was non-existent against the Jags, which put Kizer in a lot of peril from the pass rush. And these Bengals with Carlos Dunlap and Geno Atkins, they can get after the quarterback as well.
It absolutely is. And I think that's where I'm going to continue to look at the offensive line. You know, Spencer Drango, Sean Coleman, you know, J.C. Treader, who's going to have Geno Atkins on his nose pretty much the entire day. How we manage how disruptive those guys can be, because we've got to be able to handle them both in the run game and in the pass, and they're very, very effective as they were in game one.
They are. For the Browns, we talked about DeShone Kizer had his best game against Detroit, probably took a step back against the Jags. He needs to get on track, but getting Corey Coleman back certainly helped. Six catches, 80 yards, the best performance by a Browns receiver this season. Hope to build on that in Cincinnati.
I hope to as well, and I think it was 11 targets for those six receptions, and I have no issue with that. Feed that man the football and just hope and bank on him eventually winning that one-on-one, which he did consistently against great corners for Jacksonville, to now do it against another great corner in Drake Kirkpatrick.
When the Bengals have the ball, the Browns need to watch out for the screens. They got victimized by Giovanni Bernard last time. No Emmanuel Ogba, we know that, and you've got to keep an eye on, obviously, A.J. Green. He's the straw that stirs the drink for them, but also their tight end Tyler Kroft has been playing very well this season, a touchdown last week, and we know the Browns have struggled with the tight ends.
Well, that being said, with A.J. Green, he can take the top off of the defense, so don't be surprised if Jabril Peppers this week is, again, in that angel of the defense type of role.
All right, for the Browns, they need to come out fast. They need to win the turnover battle and find a way to get that first victory down in Cincinnati. For full coverage of that game and all things related to your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.